The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is WTBR 89.7 FM, Pittsfield's community radio, and you're listening to Stuff, a show about tips, hints, hacks, a joke or two. Listen in every Thursday morning. Here we go. Okay. I'll get it. Hold on. Hi, everybody. Hold on.
And opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, sponsors.
Wow, that was just eerie. I expected in the end for you to go.
I was trying to say something sexy in a man's voice, and I ain't got
that
it.
That was sexy. That was supposed to be sexy? No. Oh, I feel so bad for Greg. That was sexy? Oh, my goodness.
I didn't play the right one.
Oh, okay. Well, that was good news. Well, that's a relief.
That's really...
Bev, we need to talk. Oh, this is Lynn.
Oh, Bev.
And together we are
Stuff.
And we come to you through your whatever every Thursday morning at 8:30 in the morning on WTBR 89.7. But you know that because you're listening.
And what you also got to know is we always start this program before we go on air.
We do always start before we go on air. And just want to thank all of you for listening. Thank you for your text messages and your emails and your phone calls and just stopping us while we're in the supermarket or shopping somewhere and saying, hey, don't do that show.
Mm-hmm. I know that voice.
I know that voice.
Yeah.
That's crazy. So we're very thankful. And because we have so many listeners, we're going to ask now to get paid.
And in money, you know, not peanuts.
In money, correct, mm-hmm. Yes, mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. For those of you that watched Survivor, you know that someone was voted the best survivor, the ultimate survivor, and there was a very cool thing that happened. The girl that won Survivor, it comes down to the final three, and then there's a jury of past players on that season that choose which of the three will get the $1 million. This one girl, I know she said something that just sealed the deal. She started her hair salon when she was younger. She was a teenager when she started to work. I think she opened her business when she was maybe in her early 20s.
Mm-hmm.
She has this salon. All the girls that work in her salon have their own chairs and stations.
Mm-hmm.
She gets no money from them at all.
Wow.
She makes no money off of them at all. She only makes the money on the people that she cuts mm-hmm. and does their hair.
Mm-hmm.
She wants them to have opportunities to be able to make money, save money. And she said, so I want the $1 million because I want to be able to take care of myself, plan to have a family, and plan so that when I'm older and I'm 70, I'm not cutting little kids' bangs. So she won. She won, Lindsay. She won. So I don't know why I brought that up.
But, hey, that's but, interesting tidbit.
Just thought I would say that that one thing, I think, was the thing that sealed the deal.
Sealed the deal.
Yeah, she's a cool person.
All right.
All right. So want me to do holidays?
Please.
All right. June 7th is VCR Day.
We don't do
so VCR. Those of you who are making that face like, huh? So VCR is how we watched movies.
It's that funny black box in the attic.
Back in the day. And it was a large cassette tape. Now, for those of you who don't know what a cassette tape is, we could go on and on. But anyway, VCR is the old way we used to watch movies in this big clunker thing that we'd put into this machine. And we watched movies. So if you have one.
That's why if you have a TV and it blinks the time mm-hmm. a lot.
Yes, remember that.
Yes, because yes. Greg's mother never knew how to set it, so it was always blinking at noon.
At noon. The 8th is Best Friends Day. The 9th is Donald Duck Day. My sister can do Donald Duck.
I can't.
The 10th, nope, wait. The 10th is Iced Tea Day.
I like
the
iced tea.
The 11th is Corn on the Cob Day.
Mmm.
The 12th is Red Rose Day, and the 13th of June is Sewing Machine Day.
Oh, I got a couple of those.
You do?
Yep.
Do you use them?
Oh, sure.
Yeah?
Oh, sure.
Are you a seamstress kind of a sewer? Or
no.
Just a fun sewer?
Just a fun sewer.
A fun sewer?
Yeah.
I really admire people that can really sew well.
I tried doing it by hand, but...
Yeah?
Nah.
Tedious.
It's tedious and it takes forever.
Yes, it's very, very time consuming.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. Those are the holidays that we have.
Okay.
All right.
A male kangaroo is called a boomer. True or false? Mercury is the hottest planet in the solar system. True or false? And the Great Barrier Reef is visible from space. True or false? And only one of those is false.
All right. We will repeat those at the top of the second half of our show. And at the end of our show, guess what?
Answers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I feel as though today I went into my refrigerator and I found a whole bunch of leftover food. And I needed to put a meal together and put all of this stuff. I know. So that's how I feel. That's what I have in front of me. I have all these papers with all this leftover stuff that I will just bounce around.
Yep.
And
I got that too.
All right.
We're on the same link.
We are.
Yep.
All right.
Go
Here
ahead.
We go. All right. So you can go to 6 places in this country and pan for gold. And you can do it in some of these places free. And some of these places you have to pay a fee to go out and actually pan for gold. You can go to Marshall Gold Discovery State Historic Park in Coloma, California. You can go to Liberty Creek Recreational Gold Panning Area in Libby, Montana. You can go to Cache Creek Prospecting Site in Granite, Colorado. Broken Boot Gold Mine is in Deadwood, South Dakota. Alabama Gold Camp is in Lineville, Alabama. And Reed Gold Mine is in Midland, North Carolina.
Do they seed these places or
that's
are they natural?
Isn't that a very, very good question?
Hmm.
I think it's cool for a family trip. That'd be
awesome. Be fun looking, find a nugget or something.
So I know that they have diamond mines. I'm trying to remember where we went. It was in New York State. We took our grandchildren to these diamond mines, and they're not the regular kind of diamonds. There's another kind, and I'll think of it in a minute. And I
Zircon.
Thought, no. And you actually, they give you tools, and you go out, and you bang on rocks and things and big big,
like geodes?
No. I'll get it. And then you kind of dig in the dirt and all, and you find little chips and little pieces. And but I thought what you said.
What?
Do they go out and sprinkle some of this stuff around so people can find it? Because I didn't find anything chipping into the rock. But anyway, it'd
They're
be...
They're not going to have too many people come visit if somebody doesn't find something.
True. That's why I think, do they seed it?
Yeah.
You know? So if you'd like to go... those are cool places right here in this country. You can go do gold, not diamonds, gold.
I think I'd like the diamonds better.
I know.
Anyway, I paid my 15-year-old $10 to do the dishes. And then on his way to the bathroom, I mugged him because it's my job to teach him life lessons.
What? What? You want people to know that? It's a good lesson. It's a good lesson. It's a good lesson. How much did she pay him?
$10.
Oh. That's a lot of money for just doing the dishes.
Oh. Kind of nice. Them.
Yeah. Tax-free. Tax-free money. Janis Joplin. So, Janis Joplin, before she died, she had some from some really cool friends. So, 2 days before her death, before her death, she made changes to her will. She left $2,500, which would be much more today. I forgot what year she died, to pay for an all-night event after her death.
Wow.
For 200 guests at her favorite pub in San Anselmo, California. She said, so my friends can get blasted after I'm gone.
Aw.
2 days before she died.
Wow. She must have known something.
She died of a drug overdose, didn't she?
Yes, she did.
Wow.
I loved her.
She was something else. She was something else.
It was in the 70s, I think.
Was she in her 70s?
No.
Oh.
I think it was in the early 70s when she passed.
Like a little. Maybe
late
60s. Were you a fan? Were you a fan?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? What was your favorite Janis Joplin song?
Oh, gosh. Come on, come on.
That's the one I'm thinking of.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the most obvious one.
Yeah. Anyway, that's what she did.
Yes. Just once, I want a username and password prompt to say, close enough.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be nice? Wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Or to speak to you and say, you know, let me give you a hint. Or just speak to you and tell you what your password is. Just talk to you. Just say.
Yeah, yeah.
Your password is B596 asterisk question mark. Period. I hate that when I make, you know,
I'm not sure how many problems you have, but I think math is one of them.
It is. Math is one of them. Absolutely. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. It's terrible. I have a client, and she said something about majoring in mathematics or something, and why?
My mother-in-law was a genius when it came to math, and she died at 98. And so she was born like in this 1916 or something. And she was so proud of it till almost her dying day she would tell people that story because she was a woman and she was better than the men had.
Really? Met. Yeah. What was the there was a movie about
NASA?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
That was a good movie.
I haven't seen it, but I'm wanting to.
Oh, it's a very good movie. It's a sad movie.
I'll bet.
Because of the whole concept of it all.
Yeah.
But it's a great movie because these women, they just plowed through. And they were great. I forgot the name of the movie.
I know which one you're talking about, though.
Yeah. We'll think of it next week.
They did the codes.
Yes. They were brilliant. They were treated horribly.
Mm-hmm.
until finally they weren't. But they
don't
were,
give me any spoilers.
No. I'm just saying that they were treated horribly, and that's kind of the concept of the movie.
Okay.
But then they weren't.
Okay.
So that's good.
All right.
So do you want to save some money? Repurpose your jars. Glass jars can be repurposed for many uses. You can clean them out. You can use them as drinking glasses. You can store things in them. You can put craft things in them. You can empty your jars and sell them on eBay.
Please don't do this.
What?
Please don't do this.
What?
I know somebody who's a hoarder.
No.
And has jars up the wing wong.
No.
And they, no.
You're not supposed to keep them. You're supposed to use them. Use them well or sell them.
They get thrown out so often.
Oh, there's lots of them?
Yeah.
Jars?
Move on.
Okay. Okay. All right.
I watch hoarders when I want to clean my house.
Oh, my goodness. That is unbelievable.
That works. It works.
It's unbelievable. Really, it's. I mean, clutter. People have clutter. It's. But there's
that's
stuff
beyond.
On that show where it's toxic. It's a health issue.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
it's a health
mm-hmm,
issue. Mm-hmm. I cannot believe what I see. And you think, oh, well, they make up that show. No.
No, they don't.
No.
No, they do not.
No. All right.
I'm not really a glass half full kind of person. I'm more of a where'd I put my glass kind of person.
That's happening to me more and more and more. Yeah, more and more and more. Doing stupid things, too.
Yeah. But see, now we can blame it on the brain falling asleep.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
I went to Lee the other day, and I was at a place on Route 102. And I pulled out of this place where I was, and I took a left instead of where I was supposed to go, which was a right, to go back toward Lee,
uh-huh.
toward the turnpike.
Uh-huh.
And I'm driving along, and I'm thinking about where I just was, and I'm thinking about stuff at home, and I'm thinking about work, and I've got music going, so I'm thinking about that, and I'm singing, and I'm going on, and I'm thinking, wow, everything looks so beautiful. The leaves are in bloom, and doesn't even look familiar. I'm driving along, and I'm, wow. This is crazy. Lee doesn't even look like it's familiar. Oh, this is Lenox. Oh, look at that. That doesn't even look like Lenox, but the trees are in bloom and blah, 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 blah. And oh, look at that. There's a table outside. Oh, I know where that table is in Lenox. It's next to the gas station that's getting torn down. Oh, where's the gas station that's being torn down that I saw yesterday? It's not there. Why? Because the Red Lion Inn is on the left, and I'm in Stockbridge. That's true. I was in Stockbridge.
Stockbridge is a nice place.
I wasn't supposed to be there. So I turned around, went all the way back. And my husband said to me, "Why did you turn around?" I said, "Because I was going in the wrong direction."
But he
said,
"But you could."
Yes. But you see, he's good at that.
I am not.
Real good at that. I am not good at that.
Yeah.
He told me what I could have done. I'm not good at that. I just turned around and enjoyed the ride back.
Yeah.
So if any of you out there are experiencing these types of things, please email us.
Yeah, it's stuffing@gmail.com.
No.
Stuffing for us. See? It's spreading. stuffingforus@gmail.com.
This morning when I was thinking about our show and the things that we share and where we're going and everything with it, I'm thinking this is definitely an over 40, maybe over 50 show.
Sorry, kids.
Sorry if there's anybody else.
If you're 25, you won't know
off
of it.
Turn the show off. Don't waste your time. Go out and have a coffee. Go to Starbucks.
Mm-hmm, Except you guys who are that young, sometimes are a little rude. So I'm just here to tell you, someone just honked at me to get out of my parking space faster. And I got to tell you now, we're both going to sit here until we're dead.
Yes. Just stick with it. Stay with it. got it, Bev. Just stay with it. Okay. All right, we'll grab one of these jokes. An old lawyer was sick in bed, and he was visited by a friend who told him, "Cheer up, old boy. I believe your constitution will pull you through." The man said, "My constitution was gone long ago. I'm living in my in-laws now." That doesn't make sense at all.
No.
That's one of those jokes. Did anybody get that?
No.
I don't get it. Okay.
Wait a minute. My constitution? I'm living with my in-laws now.
No, I don't really get that. So we'll cross that one out. So I don't know how these get in here to this magazine. It happens all the time.
Today I bought a donut without sprinkles. Diets are hard. I wore this outfit yesterday, but I'm going to different places today, so it's okay.
Yes.
That's true.
True.
Yeah.
That is true.
You didn't see me yesterday, so.
Yeah. What do I care? What do I care? True. It's so true. I have a question for people out there.
What?
Yesterday, Mark and I went kayaking at Queechy Lake. So on Queechy Lake, there used to be a restaurant.
Uh-huh.
And you could kayak up to it. It had a little dock. You could get out. You could eat outside on the deck. It was really cool.
Hmm.
That closed down. Does anyone know what is happening to the restaurant on Queechy Lake? That's my first question.
Okay.
My second question is, on Route 7 and 20, there is a building going up. It's not one of the car dealerships. It's further out. It used to be where the Holiday Inn was, and they are now putting up some steel. It's a huge piece of property, and nobody seems to know what is going there. It's not the car wash. It's not the Starbucks. It's not the two car dealerships. It's
might
something.
Might be a dispensary.
Oh my gosh. No, it's too big.
There's a lot of those going
it's
up.
So it looks like it's going to be big.
Okay.
I think it'd be cool if we had an Amazon distribution center.
Oh my gosh.
Wouldn't that be cool? Where the GE properties were all taken down. Out on Woodlawn Avenue.
Yes.
I know you live out further, but
I go by there.
They're cleaning that up. It's actually, I know this sounds funny, it looks beautiful because it looked so crappy before.
Yep.
And now it looks so good. Wouldn't it be cool if we had an Amazon distribution center here?
Or just a drop off center.
Well,
so you can pick up anything.
That would be cool.
Yeah.
But an Amazon distribution center or something like that would create a lot of jobs.
That would be huge.
Yeah.
Huge, huge.
Huge, huge, huge. Anyway, I digress. We just move along to other things and stuff. Lots of stuff.
You know what takes longer than a kid telling a story? Nothing. Can I drink alcohol on this medication, doctor?
Well, one drink is gonna feel like you had four.
Me. So I'm saving money?
These are good.
Please allow your children to believe in Santa. You believe in essential oils and nobody's ruining it for you. Did you know, this is the last one for a while, turns out you can just buy a birthday cake anytime and eat it yourself. Nobody checks.
Perfect. Why not?
Why not?
Why not? Oh, chocolate with chocolate in the middle and chocolate frosting.
You don't even have to have the candles.
Oh, no. And then chocolate ice cream. That's a chocolate attack right there. Yep. So do you want to save some money? Eat ramen noodles for lunch.
I do.
I know you love ramen noodles. They're easy. They're so easy.
Oh, yeah.
It's not one of the healthiest things to do because it's got a lot of salt in it.
True.
But it's a cheap lunch. A 24-pack of ramen noodles costs less than $10.
I can't eat all 24 one time.
Because some of them have... Oh, do they have chicken? Well, you don't. You can eat lunch every day for almost a month just purchasing a 24-pack. Do ramen noodles have chicken, like chicken flavor?
They have chicken flavor, they have beef, and they have shrimp, and...
Vegetable?
I don't think so.
So how do you eat them?
Because I think they're fake.
I think you're probably right.
I don't think they put real beef and chicken.
Did you read the label?
Sort of.
Should I look it up for you? No.
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 No, because I like the shrimp ones because they're not real.
Well, that's...
They're too small to be real.
Are they in there?
Yeah.
You see little shrimp in
there? They're not even any bigger than your pinky fingernail. They're not...
Oh, I'm going to upset you right now.
Stop it. Okay, let's move on.
Okay. Okay. Eat ramen noodles. We talked about that. Do you have another joke?
I'm not clumsy. It's just the floor hates me. The tables and chairs are bullies and the wall gets in my way.
That would be my father.
What are you doing out here?
That would be my father.
I saw an attractive man spank his kid at McDonald's after he threw his fries on the floor, so I threw mine on the ground. Okay.
I hate it when people act all intellectual and talk about Mozart while they've never even seen one of his paintings.
So, Saturday, June 8th, there's going to be a tag sale in the Orchards, which is off of East Street, Winesap, Wealthy, Baldwin, Greenings, Duchess, McIntosh, all those streets. It's going to be a big neighborhood tag sale. I believe it's from 8 to 12, so you better get up early and get over there quick because they're closing up shop at 12 o'clock. Big neighborhood tag sale, June 8th, in the Orchards.
Looking just forward to it.
Just popped into my head. Thought I would just share it with you.
Technically, if you don't cut the cake and just eat the whole thing with a fork, you still only had one piece.
I like that.
Yeah.
Did I ever tell you the story about a friend of mine who was coming over? We had a whole bunch of girls over, and she was on a diet. And we were having all kinds of snacks and stuff. I think we were doing root beer floats or ice cream sundaes or something. And she's
on a diet.
Yeah, she's on a diet. So she came over with a big tub of Cool Whip. And she was so excited. It was frozen. So excited. And she said, you guys, I can have this instead of ice cream because the calories are this much per serving. And I said, wow. And she said, so it's only this much calories if I eat the whole tub. I'm good. And we read the container and the per serving calorie, 100 calories per serving was 2 tablespoons.
Oh, my gosh.
Said, Lorene, this is how many 2 tablespoon servings are in that tub? This is like 1,000 calories per container. And you could eat the whole tub. You know what she did? She ate it.
This is for next week and the week after that.
Oh, she was the best. She's passed. I love her. She was the best. Yeah, she was good. Okay.
I'm still tired from all the CrossFit this morning. My coworker,
it's pronounced croissant and you ate 4 of them.
Oh, that sounds like me. Pronunciation is not my best gift.
You're riding a horse full speed. There's a giraffe next to you and a lion chasing you. What do you do?
Stop.
Get your drunk butt off the carousel.
Oh, brother. Oh, brother. Oh, gee. Oh. All right. You want to save some more money?
Okay.
Here's one.
Okay.
Take a cold shower.
No.
Okay. You may not want to do this. It says right here. But it should be fair game on most days of the year when it's warm. Another one of your favorite weird things is to save money is to take a cold shower. You're consuming less hot water. You're lowering your monthly bills.
How about a lukewarm?
Lukewarm might help. In the summer, I can do that. When it's really, really hot, I can do that. But no, why would anybody want to take a cold shower?
All right, my mouth is closed. I ain't saying a word.
Why does toilet paper need a commercial? Who is not buying this?
I know. Did you just think of that?
No.
Oh, I know. You know the one with the bears?
Oh, I know it. I know.
It's really a fun way to talk about toilet paper.
It's cool for the kids.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I think adults, too. But for... Oh, you mean to? Oh, the ad? I thought you meant toilet paper is cool for kids. I was going to say it's good for adults, too. Everybody has to use it.
Help me. Help. I'm in another atmosphere here.
My husband, who likes two-ply toilet paper, very fussy about his toilet paper,
came
home
soft.
About a month ago, or maybe longer, with the cheapest toilet paper. Even the rolls were tiny. And it was one-ply, the driest, the worst toilet paper ever. So figure that one out.
I'd rather not.
It's terrible. Okay.
Did you know that Frozen 2 became the highest-grossing animated film ever at the time of its release? It surpassed the original Frozen in box office earnings.
Didn't know that.
Yeah.
Wouldn't have even guessed that.
Mm-hmm.
It's really funny how you know which movies were the top box office, you know, when we watch movies, and now you think, well, wait a minute, they can't be beating out, you know, whatever.
Sure.
You know, what they, oh my gosh, it's like Elvis was the, you know, the gold record guy. And all of a sudden, all these people are now surpassing that record. And in my mind, I'm thinking, no, you can't surpass that record. You know what I mean?
Well, somebody's always got to do it.
I know.
What's going on here?
Combining the miracle of modern technology with the secrets of ordinary street junkies, producing this.
89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield.
Support for WTBR comes from Berkshire Community College. BCC provides access to higher education to everyone in Berkshire County and beyond, offering more than 50 high-quality programs, small class sizes, and an affordable education to help their students of all ages achieve their dreams. At BCC, their middle name is community. And from Sundrini Awnings and Home Improvement, retractable awnings, retractable screens, gutter and gutter protection systems, commercial awnings, and screen rooms. Customized solutions available online at Sandrini.com. Support for WTBR comes from Greylock Federal Credit Union, proud to support high school arts and sports programs. Greylock Federal, opportunity grows here, with locations throughout the Berkshires and online at greylock.org. And from Evco Hypnosis. Want to lose weight, quit smoking, sleep better, or relieve stress and anxiety? Evco Hypnosis is here to help you become happier, healthier, and stronger. Call 413-212-0283 or go to evcohypnosis.com. That's evcohypnosis.com.
It's a revolution.
Yeah, baby, yeah.
89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield.
That's where we are.
Yes, we are.
In Pittsfield.
And we're done.
Of?
No.
That's only half of the show.
I was ready to leave.
Go ahead.
Did you wonder why I didn't say, and now we're taking a break?
Yeah.
When I kind of like. Look at, I put all my papers together.
All right, you can leave. I got plenty of stuff here.
No. This is Lynn.
And Bev.
And this is the second half of our show, and it's called
Stuff.
And we have True or False.
And only one of them
is false.
All right. Number one, a male kangaroo is called a boomer. Mercury is the hottest planet in the solar system. And the Great Barrier Reef is visible from space.
Okay. I think this one is true. And this one might be true. But I don't know. This one might be false. But we'll see.
Okay.
And I'll see if I get it in the end. So... Oh, Oh, my gosh. No wonder I wanted to go home. It's a really messed up day.
Oh. Okay. All right.
So,
We're searching because we didn't bring the programs that we thought we were going to bring.
You can get paid if you donate your plasma. And I'm not talking about your TV.
But don't you necessarily have to? Oh, no, you don't. That's not plasma.
No, it's coming from your blood.
I'm thinking, you know, if you're, it's the afterbirth.
No, that's placenta.
Placenta. I knew it was a P.
I don't think you can donate it.
No, I don't think anybody would want that.
Yeah, animals eat that after they have their babies. It's pretty gross. You can sell your plasma, and it's a crazy thing to do to make money if you're not afraid of needles. The average payout for plasma donation is about $50.
Woo!
And this is coming from the businessinsider.com.
How much plasma is that?
I don't know. They also explain you can donate about once a month.
Wow.
So $50 a month, that's over $500 a year. Yeah, that's $600 a year or more or less. I'm not doing the math well in my head.
Do they need to test you to make sure you don't have any diseases or anything?
Probably.
Like they do the blood.
Yeah, have you've donated blood, I think.
I
have never. I'm afraid.
You've never donated blood?
No, I'm afraid.
Why?
I once saw someone donating blood, and he just about passed out. So it scared me.
Oh.
Yeah, it scared me.
If you get the right people, it's a piece of cake. Can you just...
How long do you lay there?
2 or 3 minutes. Three to five minutes at the most. I mean...
That's really it?
Yeah, that's it.
Really? You can make... What is it, $700 a year to donate your plasma?
Well, plasma might take longer. Sometimes they give you orange juice and they let you just sit there and just...
Wow, so you get money and a meal? You go for M&M,
no,
money and a
meal? No, they get the
meal,
you get the money. No.
So they have to spin the blood to get the plasma. They do that thing to get the plasma out.
I hear plasma and I think it's like... Thick.
I know.
Stuff.
Something else. Thinner. Yeah, thick. Yeah.
Not like blood. Like blood will run through your veins. Plasma will be like clogs.
Yeah, clumpy.
Yeah.
I don't know. But I'm not going to do
it. That's why I'm not a doctor.
Yeah. No, I'm not going to do it. You're not going to do
no.
it either. Okay. All right. Moving on.
Did you do that one or did I do that one?
I did that one.
You did that one.
Talking about plasma.
The problem is, ladies and gentlemen, we don't know what the hey we're doing today. Things are just going all over the place. And did you know that New Jersey had 4 governors in the span of 8 days in early 2022?
How did that happen? 2022?
The shortest term of those who served... was John Farmer Jr., who served for only 90 minutes.
How did that happen?
I don't know, but it's New Jersey. I would stay out of there.
Uh-oh.
Let them do what they got to do.
Yeah, let them do what they got to do. You got to do what you got to do. And just to clarify, if you're going to do the plasma thing, mm-hmm. it would be $600 a year. I was kind of all over the park with the number.
Did you have to write it down?
Well, no. I just, you know, realized, and I did the math in my head. I know that that's very, very difficult to believe, but I did it in my head. It was just really simple. Anyway, you can also make money on the side. If you live in a bus.
Huh?
You can live in a bus.
How are you going to earn money that way?
I think you're saving money by not living in a house, and I don't think you're living. You're not paying any real estate taxes.
Oh, I thought they wanted you to take somebody for a ride.
Oh no! like an Uber bus. You can get it's called a schoolie. It's an old school bus, a schoolie.
Okay.
It's been transformed into a tiny home or a recreational vehicle.
I'm seeing them try to do that on YouTube.
Yeah. You can own your own home, and you can travel the country while you're saving money. I just wonder how much it costs remodel and do all that.
It's a lot.
Yeah, that would be a lot.
Just go buy an RV.
Maybe you'd save money if you just bought an RV. I don't know, unless you don't want to really fix the bus up that much, and you just want to throw in, you know, some bottles of water and a sleeping bag and a pillow and...
Dunka, dunka, dunka.
Dunka, dunka, dunka. That's what I said. Dunka, dunka, dunka.
Did you know that Mary Shelley is a famous contest winner? Her story, Frankenstein, her most famous work, was actually the result of a ghost story competition.
Ah.
The other entrants, her partner Percy Shelley, and the poet Lord Byron.
Oh my gosh.
She beat them out.
Good for her.
Mm-hmm.
I don't... we have tickets to go see Young Frankenstein. I've never seen the movie.
Is that the one with... Go ahead.
I don't know. I just know we have tickets. And I know that there is a Frankenstein movie. I believe there's one in black and white. And I'm sure there have been other Frankenstein movies, but I don't believe I've ever seen one.
I have, but yeah. I don't remember. I can see the people that were in it, and it was hysterical, but Cloris Leachman was in one.
Oh, I like her.
Mm-hmm.
I always liked her.
Mm-hmm.
Is Frankenstein evil?
Frankenstein's the doctor.
So Frankenstein was the creature that the doctor was created.
No, the doctor is Frankenstein.
With the bolts in his neck?
No.
Isn't Frankenstein the thing with the bolts in his neck? The big tall
guy? The monster that he created had bolts in its neck.
Oh.
His name was Frankenstein.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
I don't think he ever named the monster, come to think of it.
I never knew that.
Well,
I always thought the monster was Frankenstein. And when you see pictures of the monster, doesn't it always have the words kind of in blood written across him saying Frankenstein? I never knew that.
Well,
so
I'm glad I made your day.
The doctor was Frankenstein, and the creature with the bolts in his neck,
mm-hmm.
was he mean or nice or both?
He was a little flaky.
I should just watch the movie. I think I will.
Okay. All right. Rabbits are competitive jumpers. There's a competition in Sweden where pet owners take their rabbits show jumping. Why should horses and dogs have all the fun? The competition in question is called canine hopping.
Canine hopping?
Yep.
Not canine hopping.
It's K-A-N-I-N.
That sounds like a fun thing to watch. I think bunny rabbits are so cute.
Well, I'm thinking to myself, how do you train a rabbit to jump?
I guess you just do.
I would go just to see the cute little bunnies.
They already know how to jump. You just want them to learn how to jump far.
Yep.
I wonder how far they can jump.
I don't know.
These things should keep us up at night. Cans for cash. Recycling is terrific for the environment, but you can also get some cash back for your good deed. Set up a recycling bin at your friends' and family's houses, too, and then sell the aluminum cans for cash. So you give your family and your friends recycling bins and you ask them for their cans, I guess?
I have cats and a dog, and we go through lots of cans. I don't need to ask anybody.
What do you do with your cans?
We recycle them.
And the kit, did they lick the cans or do you take
the stuff out of the cans? No, because it's sharp edges on the cans.
Aha, uh-huh, this is true. Yeah. This is a true thing.
It'll hurt them.
Okay.
A water dropwort, DROPWORT, is a highly poisonous plant. If it kills you, it can cause you to smile after you die.
Oh, my gosh.
This is called a sardonic grin.
Oh, my gosh. That's creepy.
There is a tree in the garden, and I don't know the name of it now. I've forgotten. And there's a big sign. There's a like an iron fence around it, and there's a big sign that says, do not touch this tree, because just touching it will kill you.
Is that right?
Yeah.
In your garden?
No.
Oh, you said in the garden.
In a garden.
Oh, my gosh. There's somewhere.
Yeah.
I hope there's a fence around it, because I know people would, you know how we are. We reach over and want to touch it. And don't pet the horse. Well, you know, we do.
Uh-huh.
You know, even though there's an electric wire there, we try to figure out how to pet the horse.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Hidden Figures.
Yeah.
That's the name of the movie. The women at NASA.
Hidden Figures. Okay.
If you haven't seen that movie, it's a very good movie. We would recommend it.
Okay.
You've heard of Christmas on a budget.
Uh-huh.
But you can save a ton of money by skipping Christmas altogether.
Ouch.
Yeah. You remember that movie and the book.
No.
Really fun book. John Grisham wrote this really cute book. It's a fast read. It's small. It's called Skipping Christmas. And it's a novel, fictional, about this couple that decides to skip Christmas and what happens. But this says a weekend getaway can even be cheaper than spending tons of money on gifts. It doesn't mean you're a Scrooge. You're just preventing racking up credit card debt from guilty purchases.
Well, since I don't really give that many gifts, well, what we usually go to Barnes & Noble and splurge.
On gifts?
Yeah, for ourselves. On Mother's Day, Father's Days, and birthdays, and Christmas, we go to Barnes & Noble and buy ourselves whatever we want.
And do you sit down and have a latte?
No.
You don't go and sit over at the little cafe and have a coffee? And then no. You can look at a book while you're sitting there, you know.
Tough.
You can actually sit there and read a book if you want and not even pay for it. Read the whole book. Just sit there all day.
No.
And have a coffee and have
never
a little sandwich.
Me.
Have a little thing. Have a little something.
It probably costs more than the books.
Maybe. Maybe. I love going through bookstores.
I do.
I'm not like, you know, I'm not a big reader, but I really like the covers. Both the books.
Okay.
Skipping Christmas is something that I've toyed with a lot. Because it can get really expensive.
I'm not one of these holiday type people.
Okay.
So, it's easy.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's okay.
The Japanese term for a shotgun wedding is dekijata kekan, which literally translates to, oops, we did it, marriage.
It's not a very good word to say when you're in the marriage. Oops.
Oops.
Oops. Oops. So you can save money by unplugging your appliances. Did you know that your appliances still draw energy even mm-hmm. when they are not in use?
Mm-hmm.
They are known as energy vampires, and they cost you money. Simply unplugging appliances can save you $100 to $200 a year. These days, there are also energy-efficient appliances that you can invest in.
Mm-hmm.
These appliances use less energy without decreasing performance. Not that you should go out and buy one right now, but it's something to keep in mind when it's time to replace your old appliances.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true. It's true. You can now, this is unbelievable. You can now get a headstone with a QR code called Living Headstones. They show pages with photos, video biography, and comments from loved ones.
That's cool.
Can you imagine?
That's really cool.
They're out there. They're for sale now.
I wonder how they do that so that it's protected from the weather. I'm sure they have a way to do that. I've seen headstones with these things, and it's a photograph of a person in full color in the headstone.
Yeah.
But it's protected. It's covered.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a really cool idea.
I'd go see it.
I would love...
If I could see my grandma again.
Yeah, yeah. That would be really cool.
Mm-hmm.
I bet we're going to have a whole generation of those. But then again, a lot of people are getting cremated. Okay, so how about if we talk about making money by scoping out the parking lot? So you're in the parking lot, you come out of the supermarket, and you're shopping. You do that hundreds of times a year. Look down on the ground. This says that her dad would pick up pennies while walking through the parking lot, and she thought it was hilarious. He would say, every penny leads to a dollar. And she said, well, there's definitely truth behind this theory, even though it may sound like one of the crazy ways to save money. Every bit of loose change is more money than you had before. Keep a little piggy bank in your car. I actually use the ashtray thing that we don't use ashtrays. I don't think cars have ashtrays anymore, do they?
Yeah, kind of.
And scope out the parking lots for loose change wherever you're out and about, because every penny leads to a dollar.
I'll remember that. I've never seen any pennies in the parking lot.
I have. Dimes, nickels. You just have to look down.
Where are you going?
Everywhere. All you do is look down.
I'm going to have to start.
Well, you have to be careful where you know, you don't want to walk into something or get hit by a car. But, yeah, a little bit of this, a little bit of that.
Okay. There are 30 times more trees on Earth than there are stars in the Milky Way.
What? One more time?
There are 30 times more trees on Earth than there are stars in the Milky Way. It's estimated that there are 100 billion stars, but there are 3 trillion trees.
Well, I'm not so sure.
I didn't look that up, but I might when I go
home. Because the universe is never ending, so we don't really know.
This is just in our solar system.
Okay. Do you really think we know every star?
No.
I don't think so either.
No.
Not at all. I don't think so. Hey! You want to do another thing to save money?
What?
Meatless Monday. So,
oh, I do that.
People out there, I know you do that. There are many yummy recipes that are meatless. Save cash by eating no meat one day a week and opting for the cheapest meats. Cheapest meats? No. Opting for the cheapest meals instead of... No. Beep, 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 beep. There are many yummy recipes that are meatless. Save cash by eating no meat one day a week, and opting for the cheapest meals instead with beans or legumes.
Okay.
These foods are not only great meat alternatives, but they also contain lots of protein and fiber. Plus, we could all use a few more veggies in our diet. You know what I did? I took some spaghetti sauce, and I took some kidney beans, and some onions, and some garlic, and I pulverized the kidney beans and the onions and the garlic.
Uh-huh.
And I added it to the sauce.
And?
Nobody knew. And now you've got all the kidney beans in there. Nobody knows they're in there. And they add so much protein.
Yeah.
And it's in the sauce.
I like kidney beans.
And the onions are a vegetable. Uh-huh. You can do that with lots of stuff and hide it. I had a friend who was making stuffed zucchini.
Yeah.
Have you ever had it?
No.
It's good. Her kids wouldn't eat zucchini. So she'd cut the zucchini in half lengthwise, scrape out all the insides, pull out the seeds, take all the insides, mix it in with the hamburger and the sausage and whatever.
Oh.
Season all of that, put it in the zucchini, cover it with sauce, and the kids would only eat the stuffing part. They wouldn't eat the zucchini shell. So they got all of the inside of the zucchini in the meat and didn't know it. Now I'm getting hungry.
I am.
I'm getting very hungry. And you can make stuffed zucchini without meat. Do you like zucchini?
No.
Oh.
Did you know that African elephants sleep for just 2 hours a day? And that's spaced out over a few naps And they usually do it standing up.
It did.
They lie down every few days, though, because they can't enter REM sleep when they're standing up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I did not know that.
I did know that.
That is interesting.
I'm really thankful to God that I'm not an elephant.
Why?
Because I don't want to be one.
No, there's got to be more than just that.
They're wrinkly their whole lives, even when they're babies.
But that helps. That way they don't have to try and be not wrinkly.
I know. Can you imagine an elephant having plastic surgery and Botox? What an elephant would look like if they were all smoothed out?
They'd be dragging the skin around the ground.
Oh, and they've got that long tusk. And they blow dirt on themselves, and they're dry, and they're gray, and they're big.
Have you ever really touched an elephant?
I have.
They're scratchy.
Yeah, it's not pleasant.
No, they got sharp, tiny hair.
I mean, I just couldn't do it.
But I think they're so cute.
They are cute, and I like watching them.
Yeah, the babies.
I like watching them.
Okay.
You have true or false?
I have true or false.
All right.
A male kangaroo is called a boomer. Mercury is the hottest planet in the solar system. And the Great Barrier Reef is visible from space. Which one is false?
Mercury.
How did you do that?
I just tried to figure it out. Is it right?
Mercury is the hottest, is not the hottest planet in the solar system, but it's the closest to the sun. The hottest planet is Venus due to its thick atmosphere. Two for two.
Two for two. Do I get anything?
Not a big, just nothing at all.
Nothing.
The Great Barrier Reef is the world's largest coral reef system and can be seen from space. And a male kangaroo is called a boomer.
A boomer. So I wonder why we have a generation called baby boomers. I wonder if that is connected. How about it?
Oh, God, my mind baby just went someplace boomers. I shouldn't have.
Hey, thanks for being with us today and all of our goofiness.
And we'll bring some back next time, too. The views and opinions of this program are those of the hosts and not those of PCTV or WTBR.